For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. This year's session of the South Carolina General Assembly was interrupted by the coronavirus outbreak back in March, before lawmakers were able to approve next year's state operating budget. So they plan to return to Columbia for a couple of days this week to pass a resolution to continue the current year's budget beyond the end of the state fiscal year on June 30th. Legislative leaders hope to meet again in September to enact a new budget. By then, they should have a better idea of just how much of an impact the COVID-19 pandemic has had on the state's economy. This past Friday, the state's Board of Economic Advisors, which estimates how much tax revenue the state can expect for its general fund each year, shaved over $700 million from its original estimate. State economists say tax revenues for the month of April were $400 million less than April of 2019, attributable to drops in sales and income tax and the extension of the April 15th tax filing deadline. Lawmakers were expecting almost $2 billion in additional or surplus money to be available for next year's budget, but just how much of that will not materialize due to the pandemic remains to be seen. There are indications that the state's economy is reawakening. A growing number of retail establishments have been allowed to open back up, and most beaches are now open. Automaker BMW has resumed operations at its giant Spartanburg County plant. Governor McMaster on Friday said the state is now on top of systematically allowing businesses to safely reopen.
There are a lot of businesses that are having great difficulties, and a lot of people are out of work. Our unemployment claims are in record numbers, but we are doing the best we can with this dangerous virus to get us back into full business mode, full operation, just as quickly as we can.
McMaster indicated he'll probably announce the loosening of more business restrictions this week. The big question for state leaders is how long it will take to get back to business as usual. Dr. Wayne Smith, chair of the Department of Hospitality and Tourism at the College of Charleston, recently predicted it could be several years before the tourism industry fully recovers. Tourism is a key driver of South Carolina's economy. The State Chamber of Commerce recently surveyed over 4,500 business owners, and President Ted Pitts said 40% of the small business owners responding said they're worried about meeting payrolls as business returns.
Folks that have already furloughed employees say that in the next 3 months, 43% of them said, I don't think I'm bringing everybody back on board at that time. And you touched on the additional unemployment assistance. That runs out at the end of July, so we have an issue there, obviously, that hopefully you've got employees begging to come back, but you got employers saying, I don't plan to bring everybody back.
To bolster the state's response to the pandemic and to allow better guidance on when it's safe to reopen businesses, a dramatic increase in testing is now underway. Dr. Linda Bell is the state's chief epidemiologist.
The testing expansion will also help us to better understand the overall disease activity within our state and will allow us to make well-informed, data-driven decisions as we work to establish normalcy and reactivation of our state's economy.
While the expanded testing will certainly increase available data regarding future business openings, its primary aim is to track the extent of the COVID virus. DHEC's Public Health Director, Dr. Joan Duvey, says the state's most vulnerable population, 40,000 nursing home residents and staff, will be the first priority for the expanded testing. Duvey says the DHEC testing will also follow suspected hotspots in the state and vulnerable rural and minority communities. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.